Hi guys, I'm sitting in the convention center in Austin, Texas, after 3 or 4 days of bedlam, walking around like I'm some kind of marathon person that I need this walking shit in my life. I'm sitting with Zach. Zach is a familiar character from the Seismic days, part of the little posse of people who were around on that video platform before it disappeared. Also did various bits and pieces on Seismic. You're launching something quite new called Vue.io.
Yes.
Tell people a little bit about Vue.io.
So Vue, what we attempt to do is show you everything you pretty much need to know about wherever you're at right at that moment. And we'll try to categorize it based on how relevant it is to you. So we go through, you open up Vue, you see basically a list of everything that's around you happening right now that's popular and trending. You can filter it for however you want to, far you want to travel. We try to show it to you in a brilliant picture wall of everything that's
like
happening.
Like a tile, almost. Like a tile of wall.
Yeah, yeah? Exactly.
Okay.
And we use that data, you go into each one of those tiles, you can open it up, you can vote on what you like, what you don't like, and we learn from what you like.
Okay. I thought it was quite polished. I know you've been working really, really hard. Like a lot of people who come out to South By, it is the place to launch something. Mm-hmm. It is the place to talk about it, because a lot of people can either jump on it and use it. I looked at it, I thought it was quite professionally put together, because I know you've only got a small team of developers, a certain amount of money. You're also releasing it in an interesting way. You're using a platform to release these things quicker, so you don't have to run through the App Store. Yep. Tell people about that a little bit.
So we use TestFlight to beta test, and so TestFlight's been just saved us so much effort. Right now, if you want to test with multiple developers, it usually involves emailing it out, and there's no automatic update process. You don't really know if they installed it, what they did with it. With TestFlight, we get to see everything that's happening, and it gives us a lot of data back that we don't normally get. It's kind of like Google Analytics, in a way, of knowing what our beta testers are actually doing, and if they're actually using it, how long they're using it,
right,
and what they're actually doing with it, which is tremendous, because when you're beta testing, because you only get to, one developer gets 100 devices he gets to test with,
right,
which is so painful, because it's hard, if you're building a service that's going to launch with the iPhone app, you really don't have any good data before you actually launch the test.
And I guess another problem with that as well is rolling things out quickly is about getting that data, analyzing it quickly, looking at it, rolling out more features.
Yep.
Now for me, so I played around with it briefly. I only took a couple of shots with it. Not because I didn't want to use it, just haven't had the time to get around to get in there. Now, a lot of people are probably getting overwhelmed with similar style of applications. We have a lot of apps that do similar things to this. There's Instagram with like its 2 million runaway users in a short space of time. Are you looking at maybe sort of aggregating some of that stuff into Vue?
Yes, so that's a big piece of it. We wanted to launch to get original content first, to give everyone an idea of what the experience we wanted to push with it, and to give everyone an example when they contribute back as a community member. But there's also a whole piece of it where we're going to bring in data feeds from other sources, like Foursquare tips, from like actual physical sources, like in San Francisco, we have BART updates for our mass transit system. When there's an outage, you'll see that pop up. It'll come to you. Whenever we get any kind of data feed or any kind of data, we have basically an API to push.
Yeah.
And we want to push it out. And if you vote up that you liked it once, we'll try to remember that and show it to you constantly. Like, oh, you said you liked the transit alerts. Well, here's more transit alerts around you.
Awesome.
And it's all ranked based on you and finding similar vectors. And then we're going to add social soon, so you can go within your friends. One thing we learned with friends, though, is people build friend relationships. They don't always have the same tastes. So we did a lot of research, a lot of insight into like Reddit and Dig and Quora, and looking at their voting models to find out what actually does it all mean for relevancy. Sometimes it's just a popularity contest, and we want voting to be relevant.
Right.
And that's where we built the whole back-end system to be just totally about relevancy.
Right.
And then the fastest, easiest way to open your phone and get the data that you need, have a visual reference, because that's one thing we learned from testing, is when we did it pure text, you just kind of glance at it. You're like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
But when you have a picture that goes along with it, and we try from different sources right now, it's just community submitting, and that's just our launch here. It's just that first pass. Let's get the app out. We have a lot of features coming where we find our pictures that are relevant to the topic as much as possible to give you a frame of reference to know what's going on.
Okay. So while you're at South By, what kind of thing would you really need for In terms of feedback from people, developers who are here, maybe some investors, maybe some VCs, is there anything that you're really looking to entertain while you're here? Is the people that you're, you know, that stand out for you that you'd love to talk to?
So we came here and we actually did have actually a bunch of meetings here with a bunch of people that we never get to see very often in the Silicon Valley area. But we came here to actually push it out on the real market, because even with our 100 beta testers, you still don't get enough data. And so we wanted a test, without calling it a test, because Apple hates, shuns on the word test, and don't call it a preview app or a beta app. So it's a functional release, in a way, but a limited release.
Okay.
To get real data, find out what people are doing with it. And we've actually got a good number. We get 2,000 in the first 24 hours, download the app. Pretty good number for here with all the other apps. Everybody's pitching. To actually get some significant users. We have, I think it's 100 posts a day right now at South by Southwest.
Nice.
So we're doing okay.
They're happy with that, yeah. Because you've got to scale and everything else. There's money and everything else in terms of the server and DB and everything else.
We're bootstrapped, and we have friends that are helping us with office and everything else. So.
Awesome. Yep. So if people want to find that, that's view.io. Is it just like, is it view.io searching on the App Store?
Yeah. View.io is the easiest way to find it in the App Store right now. View is kind of a hard term to find it under, but View.io will get you there.
Okay, and how do people find you on Twitter?
We're at View.io.
Perfect.
On Twitter.
Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, thank you.